5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Burt Show.
Everybody wants the romantic story on how they met. Everybody wants to be able to tell that tale.
Right.
You know, when you've been with each other for 20 years, the most romantic story ever is the way we met. But the truth is, sometimes it's just not that romantic, right. You know? We are going to call this Burt Show listener Carla. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, you're on the voice disguiser.
Good. Well, ours actually is not romantic at all. I was new to Georgia, and one of my girlfriends said, hey, you should try one of those, you know, chat lines, you know, at night, Friday night, Saturday night, they say 1-800, you want to meet somebody, this and that, and, you know, so me and my girlfriend were like, yeah, we'll call, we'll leave a, you know, personal message and have people, you know, reply. So, my current husband had actually replied one day, and we talked for a while, and then we met, and started dating and everything, and then he got around to inviting me with his family and his friends, so I'm like, well, you know, what are we going to tell him? Because the only people who knew the truth was my best friend and his best friend.
Right.
So he's like, oh, I already have to take care of him. I told him that we met at the mall. I saw you and I came over and we started talking. And now we've been married for 5 years. We've got two kids and our parents, his parents, my parents, families, friends other than our best friends. Think we met at the mall.
Awesome.
Good for you.
That's awesome. Great.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of chat line is this? Are these a lot like those chat rooms?
Like the Lava Life, you know, the ones at night, like on TV, 1-800
yeah.
such and such, you know, and they show this woman getting home from work and she wants to see what, you know, they say see what John is doing. He's a such and such. You know, I know you've seen him, Bert. Don't play.
Yeah, I have seen him. I've never called, but I have definitely seen him. Yeah.
Now, what, like, when you, like, you say, you just say you met at the mall, like, what is, does anybody grill you even more? Like, oh, what were you, like, what a coincidence? Like, does it ever get uncomfortable that people want too many details?
No, it's just that you gotta remember, you gotta stick to the story, you know what I mean? You gotta remember, oh yeah, okay, we met at this mall, and you know, maybe what I was doing or something, but yeah, you can't end up changing up and say, oh yeah, we were at a club and met or something, because they're gonna be like, hey, didn't you all say you all met at a mall?
See, now I'm trying
and
to...
even my kids, oh my God, they've asked before, my son has asked, and... you know, we kind of look at each other and, yeah, mommy and daddy met at a mall.
So I'm trying to think now of the telltale signs when I meet a couple and ask them how they met. I want to see the signs of whether they're lying to me or not. Is that when they look at each other a lot, trying to, you know, get their story straight?
Probably. I'd say we do a lot of eye contact and probably even a smirk towards each other.
I'm right.
Or if you hear the line, oh, the details are too boring. You don't want to hear them.
That means that they can't remember
something
it.
Something like you met on a chat line in the middle of the damn night. Good morning, you're on All the Hits, Q100, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, you're on The Voice Disguiser also.
Okay, my situation is just a little funky. I was a stripper, and none of my friends, my parents didn't know anything about it. I was doing it on the weekends, paying for school, and I met a guy while I was working, and we've been dating for about a year now. And I've told all my friends and my parents that we met at the bookstore.
The bookstore.
Now, I am really curious. So you're stripping. This guy,
he's tipping very well. He's coming in. He's buying drinks. I'm not an alcoholic. He's tipping. He hung around when the club was over, and I'm packing up, and I'm paying the house mom and my bar fee and things of that nature. And
He hung around. We exchanged phone numbers, and he gave me the simple line of, I respect you for what you're doing. You're paying yourself through school and this, that, and the other. And I fell for it. And we've been dating for a year now.
So it works because you've just encouraged all guys to go to strip clubs. I know. She's in love with me if I just hang around.
Not necessarily. I think he was a genuinely sincere person. We still go to strip clubs. I don't dance anymore, but we still go to strip clubs. And I've got my trust in him. It's not 100%. It's 99.9%, but never put anything past the man. So, if he picks me up, I'm sure he'll pick other women up. But I'm good. I mean, one good year. The only glitch is he says that we met at Borders, and I say that we met at Barnes & Noble.
Kind of get on the same page.
People catch on to that, but it's all good.
Thank you for calling. We had one call that dropped out. They met at a mental institution.
Oh, no.
And
wow.
They tell people that they met at Piedmont Park.
Oh, yeah. You got to lie about that.
Could
one.
Could be close. I mean, yeah, same difference, right?
There are parts of Piedmont Park that'll make you think it's a mental institution. I didn't think I had to finish that. I thought you knew where I was going.
Hey, Shelly.
Hello.
What's up?
Is this still Voices Guys?
I don't think so. You don't need to be on the Voices Guys.
I was an exotic dancer.
My husband came in to play pool, and I looked at his butt and his Levi's, and I said, I'm going to marry that man. So I took him home. I used him. I abused him. I sent him home with my phone number, but then I got my number changed like 2 days later.
Mm-hmm.
So then he came back into the club, and maybe about 5 months later, I was up on stage, and we've been together ever since.
Is that right? And what's the story you tell everybody?
We just met in a club.
Just in a club.
In a club, yeah.
In a dance club.
Because that's when you have the conversation, okay, we're not really lying if we say a club.
Right, you know? I think it's very broad.
Right.
And I was dancing.
Yeah.
Like, there's a book in the, that's why we say bookstore, because right. There's a phone book
right.
in the room.
So we're not lying.
For sale. Right, and you could buy it. I mean, you could buy anything there. So we're in a bookstore.
Now, Jen, you said you and Ryan have one of these?
Yeah, it's one of the first things he ever said to me, aside from, hi, what's your name, is really embarrassing. So oftentimes, like with parents and, friends that you're really trying to impress, you like leave out this line, but he goes, you want a shot of Jaeger? That was like one of the first things he ever said to me, and I knew I was smitten from there on out.
And this is like Florida a great love. Case right here of if you're good looking, you can get away with saying anything, and all of a sudden it becomes a great line.
It's kind of an embarrassing line, but
it gotcha.
Yeah.
It worked.
We'll need the voice disguiser for this one. Good morning. We'll call you Sandy. You're on All the Hits Q100. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Hopefully, I am on the voice disguiser.
You are.
Well.
You are.
Well, this is a pretty crazy story. I was married at the time, and my husband and I were pretty wild. We were at a swing club, and we ran into a girl that we had known for a while, and she was with her new boyfriend. And this really great guy. For some reason, I was just drawn to him and wanting to talk to him. And I even said to her, wow, this is your new boyfriend. I really like him a lot more than your last boyfriend. He's a great guy. And I just, hung out with him a lot. We hung out with him, talking. But this person always stood out in my mind. I mean, I thought about him a lot. My husband and I ended up having some problems, and we ended up going through a separation, and we're now divorced. But when I was ready to start dating again, I went on Match.com, and one of the first person I met was him. However, I didn't realize it because it had been a while. It had been like a year since I had seen him, and after our first conversation, he called me and said, I think we know each other, and it turns out it was him.
So you met at the Swingers Club, and what do you tell people?
What do we tell people? We just tell people that we met at a party of a mutual friend.
So there's a thin line there. Yeah.
That line always comes up, and when you're plotting what you're going to say, but we're not really lying.
Yeah, it's a party with friends.
Yeah, it's not an out and out lie. Yeah. We didn't meet at a party. It was just a
version of the truth.
Sure.
It was just a party where everybody has sex with everybody else, but it was a party
we'll leave
nonetheless.
That out. Yeah,
we'll leave that out.
The Burt Show.